So, Christmas, some things are always changing. We don't usually have King David here. It's a little different this year. We don't always have dramas, don't always have skits. Sometimes the tree is up, sometimes it's not this time of the year. I don't know, every year it's a little bit different, probably different presents under the tree, except if you're me, I always get socks and underwear every year, and then it's kind of the same. So, you know, it's this holiday, it's time of the year where things are always changing. I'm a little older this year. I have a little less hair. After Thanksgiving, some things are always the same. We always eat a little bit too much, watch a little bit too much football. So some things are always changing, and some things never change at all. So if you are coming into December, as we are in this first Sunday of Advent, I pray that the one thing that never changes in your December, in your Christmas, is the focus on the Nativity. That's why we're here today, isn't it? To begin our worship of the Christ child. And so, in that story, one constant is always the shepherds. And that's why we had King David here today. He was a shepherd. He knew about a sheep. He was one that would look after them, would take care of them, and would go after the one if it were missing. So that's one thing, at least in our Christmas story, that never changes. It's always the shepherds that the angels appear to. It's always the shepherds who are the very first to see the Christ child. They're the ones who proclaim the message about the Messiah. They're the ones who return to their flocks praising God. It all begins, of course, with the significance of the Lamb. We have to go all the way back, as we did this morning, in our Old Testament reading. You know, why is this so important? Well, in Isaiah, we have this prophecy. It's about the Passover Lamb. And we all know the history of the lambs need to be unblemished, 1 year old, a male lamb. And it is sacrificed as a reminder that God, thousands of years before, had passed over literally his people, and he had spared them. When he rescued them from Egypt, the firstborn of the Egyptians were killed. But the blood of the lamb signified that this was a special household, and the people in it would be spared. And so, like that lamb that is led to the slaughter, go ahead and put that verse back up there again. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, and yet like a lamb, he didn't open his mouth. Like a sheep that is headed to the shearers, it is silent. And so this Passover lamb, this Lamb of God, does not open his mouth. He doesn't protest. He willingly goes to his fate. So we know all about the lamb. But again, why the shepherds? Now, you've heard this many times before. The shepherds don't have great reputations. That old country and western song, don't let your babies grow up to be shepherds, right? Isn't that how it goes? Something like that. But why? Because, you see, they were thought to be dishonest. Now, in those days, there were no fences, right? On the farms that we have around here, there are fences with the cows or the sheep or whatever it is. But in those days, no fences. So the shepherds would take their animals and they would graze wherever on other people's lands, which didn't sit too well with the other people. So they weren't very popular. And you think, why in the world would the Lord first appear? Why would this great good news, the good news of the Messiah, the child that is to be born, first go to the shepherd? Well, it could be that the shepherds knew the signs. Just like good farmers today, they understood the weather signs. They understood what was good for the crops. Now, when I was growing up, we had the Farmer's Almanac. Anybody still get the almanac? Great information in that book, right? It would predict what the seasons were going to be, better than any weatherman ever did on TV. But still, we have those sayings today. How does it go? Red sky at night, what? sailors delight, right? They knew that if just by reading the signs what the weather was going to be, red sky in the morning, it is sailors' warning. Storm's coming. We know from which direction. Now, what we did as kids, you still do this? Kids, do you find the woolly caterpillars? Do you find those? It's got a big stripe on it. It's going to be a long winter. Thin stripe, short winter. They knew the signs, and they knew the prophecy that the Passover lamb, the Lamb of God, was coming. Now, in the last couple of years, I don't know, does anybody pay any attention to Facebook here? On Facebook, the last couple of years, there were, it's really kind of intriguing. They would talk all about the Passover lamb being raised there in Bethlehem, and the speculation was that these lambs were raised there in the caves around Bethlehem, and these same shepherds were priestly shepherds raising the sheep who were going to be sacrificed on Passover. And it's a great story. It's very intriguing. Well, we really don't know for sure. There was even the story that the lambs would be wrapped in swaddling clothes. Sound familiar? And salted to preserve them so that they would be perfect when they were a year old to be sacrificed as a Passover lamb. Now, I love the story, but I think there's a better story, and it goes kind of like this. The angel of the Lord appeared to them and told them where to go. What do you think? You like that one? It says that the angel says the Christ child is going to be born in the city of David, which is what? Anybody? Bethlehem. The right side, right outside the city. The angel says, go look in Bethlehem. And here's the sign. Find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Well, there would be lots of babies wrapped in clothes, right? But also in a manger. Just guessing, there was only one baby laid in a manger at that time. Here's really the point. However, they found the child, they went with haste. There was a sense of urgency about them. Sometimes we miss that entire point. We miss what is truly important in Christmas. You know why? Because we hear about Christmas even before Halloween, don't we? You go to the stores, you can already buy your Christmas tree in early October. Black Friday starts on Friday in early November. And we don't have a sense of urgency. We have a sense of, let's get this over with because we're tired of hearing about it. And we miss the whole point. It's like a story that I read years ago about the presidential inauguration back in the days of horse and buggy. There was a man who was going to take his little girl and see the president because you don't get that opportunity very often. No television in those days. You could only see him in person. So they made the long trip, and they're waiting to see the president after the inauguration because the custom was inauguration at the Capitol and then parade to the White House. And here they are standing on the sidewalk waiting for the president, and the little girl says, Daddy, I want a hot dog. Because there were vendors everywhere. And the dad says, no, we're going to wait for the president. And again, she's tugging on his jacket. She says, no, Daddy, I want a hot dog. And so he goes through the crowd, and they find a vendor, and they buy the hot dog. And of course, about that time, the president goes by. Sometimes we're in danger with all the other stuff. The shopping and the programs and the pageants of our children, as wonderful as that is. And in the decorating and the gift giving and the parties and all the trappings, we miss what is important. It's the baby. the Lamb of God. And so maybe that's why God chose the shepherd, not just to read the signs, but to listen to his word. And then they did this. They shared what they had heard. Luke puts it this way. He says, when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Let me just ask you, did anybody get a job promotion? Let's just say in the last 5 years, anybody get a promotion? Oh my goodness, a couple of you. You know, I get notices on LinkedIn. I get about 43 of them every single day of all my 1,000 friends that got a promotion. You guys got to get a better job, I'm just telling you. But it's out there. Let me use a better example. When older parents like me, when your kids are going to get married, what happens? Is there an announcement? Say yes. Help me out here this morning. Yes. There's an announcement, and you plaster it everywhere. Right? We get these things in the mail that says, save the date. You know, even though it's 3 years in the future, circle it, mark it in red, so that you are available. Oh, and certainly when someone has a baby, we not only have the gender reveal, but then when the baby is born, the big stork's out in front with the blue or the pink basket, we let everybody know. That's what the shepherds did. They had a sense of urgency. They told everyone. And yet sometimes we again are in danger of missing what's important. It's not just that the baby is born, but we are to share the good news. Can you think of any greater good news than that you have a God who loved you so much that he came down to earth to become one like you? So he knows exactly what you're going through. He knows your challenges, your difficulties. He knows where it hurts and how it hurts because he's been through it. He knows, as the prophet said, all of our griefs and our sorrows, all those disappointments in life. And then he went to the cross. He not only loved you so much to become like you, to know you, but to die for you, so that this sin problem, which we all have, could be taken away and we could live forever. And so the shepherds shared the good news, and then finally they returned. They returned to their flock praising God. Again, this sense of urgency. Here at Christmas time, you heard in the announcements at Emmanuel, we have all these opportunities to come together and to praise our God. At 11 o'clock, the preschoolers are going to sing about the true meaning of Christmas. And on Wednesdays, we can gather together to hear our children sing again about how much God loved us to send us his son. Next week we have the children, our Sunday school, right here at this service, and they're going to tell the whole story. And on the 15th, the cantata, a beautiful opportunity. How does the song go? It's that this is the most what wonderful time of the year. But not because of the songs and the programs and the pageants, because of the Christ child, because the Lamb of God came into the world, because he sacrificed himself for us. Sometimes we are truly in danger of missing what's important, and it's been that way throughout the centuries. Back in 1837, way back in 1837 in England, there was a magazine, an English journal, and it asks the question, what is the meaning of these Christmas holy days? You see, that's where we get the word holiday from, the holy days. And then it answered its own question. It said, any child will tell you. The most important things at Christmas are eating plum pudding and seeing the pantomime. Right? Some things never change. There will be people today, just as there were hundreds of years ago, who will miss the meaning of Christmas. And yet I hope that Christmas is always the same for you. Whether it's warm or cold, whether you travel or stay home, whether it snows or not, whether you get the tree up in time, that the center and the focus of all you do is on the Lamb of God, the one that was prophesied so many centuries ago. And I pray that you will be like those shepherds, that you will have a sense of urgency to praise God for all of his blessings, to share the great good news with those around you, but most importantly, that you will not miss the sign, that you will not ignore the word of God, and you will be centered directly on the manger and the Christ child, because that is why we're here. Amen. Amen. This morning we'll turn our attention to the video.